And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Afternoon, everyone, and she's not lying. I am Mayor Kel Palguda from Prescott Valley, and it feels like I haven't been here in forever, but it's only been 1 month that I took the day off for the Diamondbacks, so we're here today, and what I tell people is I was thinking about what we do for our guests, and I try to think about what people ask me every single day. And a couple of things that I hear about are, what are we doing about water? Do we have enough of it? Where does it come from? Basically everything you can possibly think about water. And the other thing is, what's going on around town? So today we have, I'm going to be hearing from John Munderlo, the water expert of Prescott Valley. So he's our water resource manager. And we're also going to hear from Hope Hooper from Parks and Rec. So starting off, we're going to hear from John right after the break. So staying by with us. We're going to go to take a short break, and you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Van and I are back with a new twist on the Wheel of Fortune lottery game.
You bet. It's the ticket for some lucky lottery players to come here to Hollywood and win big money.
Play the Arizona Lottery's Wheel of Fortune game. It's the ticket to win cash prizes instantly or enter to win a VIP trip to Hollywood for a chance to win up to $1 million on the set of Wheel of Fortune. Enter at azplayersclub.com. Non-winning tickets only.
Play the new Wheel of Fortune game today.
Win big.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Welcome back, everyone. As I mentioned, I have John Munderlo here from the town of Prescott Valley. And we're just going to start right at it because John has a lot of information, and I think it's important everyone hears. So welcome, John.
Oh, thank you, Mayor. I appreciate it.
So just starting off real quick, just let's tell us a little bit about who you are and what makes you qualified to do what you do.
Okay. I've been the water resource manager for the town of Prescott Valley for 14 years now. And been working in this profession for about 30 years, 32, I think. You know, it's just been what I've done, water resource management. I have a degree in engineering. I grew up in the area, born in Prescott, on various farms and ranches in the area where water was, you know, your lifeblood.
No, that's huge. And you come with a reputation where I first, when I speak to Mayor Greg Mangarelli, he says nothing but great things about you and respects you to probably one of the highest levels when it comes to water resource management.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. I don't know what I did to deserve it.
So we'll just start off. One of the questions I hear, I mean, almost daily, and I'm sure you've heard it before, is where does our water come from?
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people that come here, you know, specifically they're from other areas where water's on the surface of the ground.
Of course.
And I hear people say, well, is it just the water that are in those two lakes over there, Watson and Willis? And no, that's not our water supply. That's part of Prescott's water supply. But Prescott Valley's water supply comes from groundwater. And that's a little bit harder to envision for people. I mean, obviously, you can't see it directly.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you definitely see that where you see people from, you know, from California where they talk about the different lakes and, hey, that's where their water supply is coming from, or even back east, they'll talk about the water being able to see it. So trying to explain that it's actually in the ground is
right. Difficult. And we're blessed with a deep and plentiful aquifer. You can't see it. It's not really like an underground lake. You know, it's composed of, you know, the valley floor is filled in with rocks and soil and sand, and the little pore spaces between those materials are, you know, filled with water. And so that's where we get our supply. And so if you're in Prescott Valley, you have a water supply that's roughly the size of 2.5 Lake Pleasants, and it's only about 4 blocks away from where you're standing.
So, I mean,
just straight down.
2.5 times the size of Lake Pleasant underneath the ground.
Right.
And that's what we're tapping into to get the water for all of Prescott Valley.
Exactly.
So explain that a little bit. So we have our well set situation set up all throughout town, correct?
Right.
And the purpose of that is?
Well, so our wells, obviously, they can pump that water out of the ground. You know, when you have basically a hole in the ground, it can draw that water into the well, and we pump it out with high-capacity wells. We have 26 to 30-some wells located through Prescott Valley. Some are great producers and some are not. Just depends on the characteristics below the ground. But and so we supply that. We pump that, obviously, up to the water tanks that you see all around Prescott
sure.
Valley, and that supplies the residents.
And that's what it goes from those tanks, basically, then when we turn on our faucet, that's where the water's coming from.
Exactly. Gravity feed right to the faucets.
So it's no different than if we lived out on 5 acres in Williamson Valley, where we have a private well, and that well gets pumped, the water goes into our garage, into our pressure tank, and then when we turn on the faucet, we get water.
Yeah. Right. It's basically, just on a much larger scale.
Much larger scale,
right.
Of course.
And I think the main difference is that our water supply is highly regulated and highly managed.
So let's talk a little bit about that. You say it's highly, you know, it's regulated and managed because people think maybe perhaps we pump too much water because we have too much growth. So what's your response to that?
Yeah, well, our entire aquifer, which maybe we should talk a little bit about the scale of that because it's managed.
Sure.
Not by the town council, not by you, Mayor. You don't get much choice on management of that whole supply. So the whole aquifer basically runs from Chino Valley down towards the airport and past it, and then over east towards Mingus Mountain. So that's kind of the primary aquifer. There's water in other areas, but
sure.
that's the good deep water. And the aquifer and the groundwater in it is managed by the state of Arizona through the Arizona Department of Water Resources. And in 1980, the legislature created this whole management structure that restricts certain types of uses from the aquifer. For instance, in 1980, they prohibited any growth of agriculture, irrigated agriculture from that aquifer. And as time has gone on, additional prohibitions have come about to limit the withdrawals from the aquifer, specifically for growth, as it turns out. People are usually very surprised to find out that we do not pump any more water out of the aquifer today than we did in 1965.
So that's interesting. So the amount of water that's coming out today is no different. Can you explain that a little bit?
Right. In that time period, 50-some years ago, our economy depended on irrigated agriculture. We had big, deep wells throughout the area, not in Prescott Valley, but
sure.
Chino Valley was heavily irrigated, Dewey-Humboldt area, a lot of irrigation going on there. And so as the management structure came about through the state, it first prohibited growth of irrigated agriculture, but then it also created restrictions on access to that groundwater by new growth. And so new growth has found that they could, and the system is set up this way, purchase agricultural water rights,
okay.
retire those agricultural water rights, and then convert that type of water right into new growth in something we call the 100 Assured Water Supply Program.
Gotcha. So basically, when it comes to growth in Prescott Valley, let's say a developer comes along, they work through the state in order to acquire their water rights or figure out what they can do in regards to the amount of homes they can or cannot build.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a state requirement. A new developer, for instance, could go to a retired farmer, purchase those water rights, and then apply those water rights through the state of Arizona and obtain what's called a certificate of assured water supply.
So basically that developer is saying, hey, this farmer is no longer using his water rights for irrigation purposes. I would like to convert those into new homes.
Exactly. And so that allows the use and the conversion of those rights without increasing the draft on the aquifer.
Gotcha.
So it recognizes those rights, the value that farmer had in creating those rights initially, and moving them forward into some other type of use, but it doesn't increase the draft on the aquifer.
Sure. So then we also hear people, or we talk about what safe yield is. Can you explain a little bit about what safe yield is and what's the goal of Prescott Valley in regards to the aquifer and what people are afraid that maybe perhaps with all this growth that the aquifer is going to get drawn down to a low number?
Yeah, and it's a big deal. The safe yield goal was created along with that Groundwater Management Act in 1980. And what that means is that we're supposed to stop overdrafting the aquifer by 2025. So it was a plan to give us a soft landing, gave us 45 years to deal with overdraft. So even though we're not drawing more out than we did 50 years ago,
sure.
50 years ago we were drawing out a bit too much.
Okay.
And so the aquifer's dropping about a foot a year, which isn't a good thing. It's not tragic. We have hundreds of feet of saturated thickness in the aquifer, so nobody in their lifetime is going to run out of water here. But the state said you need to reach safe yield by 2025, which means you're going to stop mining. You're going to stop the condition whereby the aquifer is declining.
Gotcha. So then we had to come up with a plan that we're going to then refurbish the aquifer.
Right. And reduce that overdraft.
Gotcha.
So, and so new growth, so we had growth occurring, and that was based off of a lot of it, the conversion of water rights. Up until 1999, actually, the state allowed new subdivisions, gave them additional allocations to the groundwater because we didn't fully understand the conditions in the groundwater.
Of course.
Up until that time. 1999 forward, the state has said to new development, you cannot obtain a new allocation to groundwater. And so that's where you see that conversion with the old rights. And there are additional supplies that are out there that are not groundwater that
gotcha.
that are being used towards development, and we can talk about those.
Yeah, no, absolutely. One of the questions I get is why does Prescott Valley drill new wells? If we have enough water, why are we drilling more wells throughout town?
And the quantity of water in the aquifer isn't directly related to the quantity of water we can take out of the ground. So
okay.
we have limitations on our annual withdrawals, but sometimes we just have peak demands, like during real hot summer months. And that's what happened last summer. It had been really hot, really dry all year long, and our wells were having a hard time keeping up with the demand that we experienced in June and May.
Okay.
Now, as it turns out, we didn't take any more water out of the aquifer in that year than we were allowed to.
Sure.
But we had a hard time meeting those immediate demands.
Daily.
The daily demands, right, during that real hot time. So we're really drilling the new wells to address that and make sure that we have plentiful water for those immediate demands. Overall, our withdrawals are capped, though.
Okay. And so one of the things is by increasing the amount of wells, it takes the workload off of the existing wells we have, right? We're kind of spreading out the work.
Yeah, and significantly it allows us to spread out the impact. So we were really drawing a lot of water out of our central well field during that time, and water tables at that location were dropping 20 feet per year,
okay,
which we didn't like to see.
Sure.
But now we've been able, with some new wells and spreading out that impact, we've seen water levels recover in our central well field in just the 6 months time frame by 150 feet or so.
Gotcha. So,
spreads out the impact, allows that well field to recover.
No, excellent. We talk about what the town can do for, you know, what we're going to do to conserve water and other things that the town can perhaps do as a citizen or do as a community. And I'm talking just Prescott Valley. So that's something we're going to want to touch on. And if you can briefly talk about that, and we'll come back from break and touch that a little bit as well.
Okay, one of our most significant things is that our citizens don't feel the daily push that we do as a water provider to reach conservation levels. Those conservation levels are established again by the state, and so we do things kind of in the background that our citizens don't really see, and we'll talk, I can describe more about what we do. Now, ultimately, it's our citizens, our customers, that are the conservative folks that reach those conservation goals, but they don't really feel as though they're regulated by
the system
we have in place.
And I think that's huge, actually. So
yeah.
We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with John Mundelow from Water Resources over in Prescott Valley and talk more about water. So you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Auggies Prescott.com, the Go Feed Me page. When you've got a hankering for the great taste of Auggies, go to Auggies Prescott.com. Check out the menu and all the great happenings. Fill your calendar with Auggies exceptional events and make reservations online. That's why it's called the Go Feed Me page. Auggies Prescott.com, the place to dine on Highway 69 or online. Auggies Frontier Village and Auggies Prescott.com.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
It's the Jones Ford Verde Valley Spring into Summer event. Over 125 pre-owned vehicles on site. Prices and discounts are clearly marked on every unit. Now through Monday, May 27th. Across the street from Denny's on Highway 89A in Cottonwood. No city sales tax during this event. Huge savings. The time is now.
Hi, Scott Hibbett. Folks, the time is now. There is no city sales tax while we're at this event. We're across the street from Denny's on 89A in Cottonwood.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Still got John here, and we're still talking about water. So where we left off, it was just all about how the citizens of Prescott Valley, how we can conserve water and what they're doing right now currently to make their little bit of an impact.
Oh, thanks, Mayor. I appreciate that. I know folks from outside of our area look at Prescott Valley, and they don't see that we have rebate programs and a lot of these kind of heavy-handed water police-type programs. We don't need them. Our citizens do a great job. What the town does to help promote water conservation is we have a tiered rate system, and that has done more than any of these other heavy-handed programs to conserve water. So what it is when you use more water, we charge more per unit.
So it affects them in the pocketbook.
Affects them in the pocketbook. So it's an economic incentive to save water. And, if an individual wants their lawn and wants to spend the money on it, by golly, they can go ahead and do it. I know people that just feel like that's a lifestyle choice. And we don't need to kind of police that and say, oh, you only get 100 square foot of lawn per household.
Sure.
People make their decisions on economic basis. They'll put in their lawn, and I've seen this time and time again. They'll keep it going for a couple of years and go, not as fun as I thought it would be. And then
sure.
It gets converted to gravel. So those tiered rate structures along with, the tools to help reach water conservation levels, the education, the customer outreach, that's something we're real big on. We have a Water Smart program where we provide customers with the information they need to save water, because they see their rate, their water bills going up. How do I go about doing this? Well, here's the information you need. We also have a great outreach program with our utility billing department and our contract operator, Jacobs Engineering. We contract out for the operation of the system itself. What do we have? We had literally thousands of customer contacts in 2018. I have like 1,200 leak checks, People saying, something wrong with my water bill.
Sure.
What can I do? And so that's, one-on-one customer service that really influences that. And our customers themselves are really good at reporting leaks.
I can just imagine.
Yeah. If there's anything going wrong with the system, we hear about it, first thing.
See, people, they hear horror stories or they've been a part of horror stories where they are from maybe California or places in the Midwest where they've been told, hey, you cannot wash your car or water your grass unless it's an odd number day of the month or you have a certain license plate number or something like that. And do you ever see that happening with Prescott Valley with something where, hey, there are going to be strict restrictions on water use?
Well, we certainly hope not. We were almost heading that way last summer when our wells were having a hard time keeping up. We issued a stage one water conservation notice, which is voluntary. But we don't want to go there. We want to have a pleasant community. People want to be harmonious. You don't want your neighbor reporting you for watering on an improper day. And I hear stories in California that's encouraged. That's encouraged behavior. How can you get along with your neighbor when you think he's looking over your fence at you?
So let's hope we don't ever get to that point.
Right.
So with that being said, with our new growth, where does the new growth get water?
Yeah, and that's significant because people see the new growth, the new houses along Glassford Hill, specifically in Granville, and they believe that that's somehow impacting, their water supply. What's happened with our water management programs is, we've ratcheted these things down over time so we can have kind of a soft landing and we don't have ultimate restrictions all at once. So Granville, for instance, those homes that you see along Glassford Hill, those lots that those homes are going up on were actually approved. There's a water allocation to those lots granted 20 years ago, over 20 years ago. And so they've sat vacant with that allocation. And that allocation had to meet the 100-year assured water supply requirement. So those lots have a 100-year assured supply. And when that calculation was made, the Department of Water Resources made sure that all of the existing and committed demands were already programmed in. So if you were already had an existing lot or, you know, some sort of committed demand, you didn't get your supply diminished by that new growth.
No, that's important.
And that's, yeah. So your pie isn't your slice of the pie isn't cut any thinner by a new house going up.
Gotcha.
That's the most significant part of the water management program is it's really a consumer protection program when you get right down to it. And then from 99 forward, there had been no new allocations to our groundwater system.
Okay.
None. The Department of Water Resources has not granted any. You can convert one water right to another, as
sure.
we talked about earlier, but no new allocation. So you see a brand new development like Jasper. And Jasper's product in Prescott Valley will end up using either those extinguishment credits or most likely, most significantly, recharged reclaimed water.
Gotcha.
So that's the effluent we produce at the wastewater treatment plant. It's a huge source of water for the town. It grows as the community grows because we treat more and more wastewater. And to make sure that it's properly managed, we recharge that water back to the aquifer.
And the citizens, when they're driving around, a perfect example are the lakes over by Mountain Valley Park. Those are
effluent lakes, but they're not part of our recharge program.
So where are our recharge?
We have two facilities. One, you'll see a series of ponds on your right. If you're heading to Phoenix on Fane Road, so you're heading on, you're on Fane Road, you've just crossed Lakeshore, look over to your right. You'll see some ponds down there. And those are recharge facilities for the town. We put effluent back in the ground.
Gotcha.
We also do it in the bed of the Agua Fria River itself.
And by doing that, the state recognizes our efforts to put water back.
Right. And, of course, it's important for people to know that those are highly regulated, hard to get permits. You have to do a lot of work to get the permit to put water back in the ground. And the state looks at every, you know, drop you put in there and they, you know, account for it. When all the water's been accounted for, in the storage account, it's just like a bank account.
Right.
Then we can take an equal amount of water out of a distant well.
Okay.
So it creates kind of a natural buffer.
Sure.
Between where we're putting the effluent in and the aquifer, but it's an equal share that we can take out of a distant well and provide to new growth. So new growth uses reclaimed water. And in fact, because it's reclaimed water, it is a more sustainable supply than the existing set of homes, because existing set of homes are taking a little bit extra slice out of the aquifer than gets replenished every year. But the new standard for new homes is beyond that. It's totally replenished supplies.
So we have that buffer is there, and that's important to know that we're able to expand and we're able to grow safely and comfortably and not worry about ever, I'm not saying ever, but running out of water because we have these different catches in place to ensure that we have adequate water supply.
Exactly. Well, it's so important for people to understand that you really need to promote planned growth.
Exactly.
With our planned growth in Prescott Valley, we're able to recover 65% of the water we serve, treat it, and recharge it back into the aquifer.
Gotcha.
But just because you don't support planned growth doesn't mean growth won't occur.
Of course.
Right. When we don't have planned growth, we have unplanned growth. And those are the two alternatives. When you have unplanned growth, that's where you have the proliferation of private wells.
Right.
We call them exempt wells because they're exempt from any regulation. And then, you know, to support that, then you have the septic systems and leach fields to discharge the water. A lot of times you don't have the other community infrastructure that's important, such as the roads and, you know, access, ingress, egress sort of things. Right. So that's unplanned growth. So you kind of have to take your, you know, figure out which one you want to support. Planned growth, which makes sense from a water supply perspective at least, or the unplanned growth, which does not make much sense from a water supply perspective.
No, absolutely.
It's a big deal in this area. We have the largest concentration of private wells in the state.
Wow.
There's something like 10% of all private wells in the state are located in this aquifer.
Sure.
Which is only 0.5% of the state's area.
Right. No, that is a crazy number.
It's a crazy number and something we have to consider moving forward. Which type of growth do we want to support? Because a person with private, you know, a private person with land, or, you know, can do something with it. Law,
right?
You know, they have to be compensated, or they can develop it, and they'll develop it with a private well if they can't do it in a planned fashion.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And I know, John, you could probably be here for 2 hours talking about water, maybe even a little bit longer. And what I want to reach out and let people know is, because I've already had some people come to me and say, hey, Mayor, would you like to come in and talk to our HOA group about different things in the town? And by the way, is it okay if you bring someone with you, maybe even talk about water? So I know we haven't discussed this until just now, but hopefully you're up to it, and hopefully our listeners can understand that, hey, if you have a group that wants to learn more about water, then we can make some arrangements to get you out there and go direct with them.
I'm always happy to go out and talk to people about water, Mayor, so anytime.
No. So that sounds great. And if anyone has any questions or wants to try to get a hold of John, is there a number that you give out or an email?
Yeah, jmunderloh@pvaz.net. That's jmunderloh at papavictoralphazulu.net.
Perfect. And then, of course, if you didn't have a pen to write that down and you're on Facebook, you can just reach out to me on Facebook at Mayor Kel Palguda. Send me a message. If you're not already following my page or you haven't already liked it, please do so. And as I tell people, just because you like my page doesn't mean you like me. And you can just find out what's going on in Prescott Valley. So thanks, John, for being here.
Thank you, Mayor.
We're going to take a break. We're going to be back up with Hope Hooper from Parks and Rec. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together.
Hi, Lisa here with the plants of the week and our dwarf blue plumbago.
If you can't grow blue plumbago, it's time to move to the city.
This perennial ground cover is quick to spread and puts up with a lot of abuse from dry soil to neglect.
The peacock blue flowers are held wide and very prominent against the small bronzy green foliage.
Grows in any kind of garden, all for $11.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love easy perennials, they love to shop.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finley Toyota Prescott's certified pre-owned vehicles are so close to the factory floor you can almost sniff the new car smell. Okay, that might be a reach, but the brand new Finley Toyota Prescott certified pre-owned lot is now open, and the selection is brilliant. Certified pre-owned starts with a thorough 160-point quality assurance inspection. Then, Toyota Certified Advantage brings you a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited comprehensive warranty, a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, a Carfax vehicle history report, a year of roadside assistance, and finance rates you normally only get on new cars. Since 1996, a certified pre-owned purchase provides peace of mind that only a Toyota factory-backed program can offer, with the confidence of new and the value of pre-owned. Over 5 million vehicles later, it's as strong as ever, showing the best new cars make the best certified pre-owned cars. Come see the brand new certified pre-owned selection, the smart alternative, from Finley Toyota Prescott and at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A Phoenix police officer is being honored for going above and beyond the call of duty. Recently, Officer Veronica Lumpkin, a 21-year veteran of the department, responded to a routine call involving a burglary of a vehicle. When she arrived, she met the victim, Darlene Anaya, who was a caregiver. While Anaya was providing care services to a client, someone stole the battery from her vehicle.
Just spending a few moments with Miss Anaya, her spirit just shines, and so I knew, speaking with her for a few minutes, why I was prompted to be there, that I needed to be there to be of service to her.
Officer Lumpkin then went to a nearby AutoZone store and bought a battery for Anaya. The manager of the AutoZone went back to the scene and helped install the battery. At Phoenix Police Headquarters, Officer Lumpkin was reunited with Anaya and the AutoZone manager, where she was formally thanked for her exceptional service to the community. Sunny and dangerously windy in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. A 20% chance for overnight rain, 50% tomorrow and tomorrow night, with windy Wednesday highs around 50, Thursday 56, up to 68 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling to a breezy overnight low near 44, with a 20% chance of late night rain, 40 to 50% tomorrow, 20% Thursday late morning, with highs near a breezy 63 tomorrow, 68 Thursday, up near 80 Friday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
All right, everyone, welcome back. We're going to transition a little bit here from John speaking about water, which is so important, to something that's also important to Prescott Valley is going to be our Parks and Rec and what we got going on around town. So here we have the lovely Hope Hooper representing. Hope, welcome.
Thank you, Mayor.
Tell me, Hope, what do we got going on coming up?
Oh, gosh, we have so much stuff going on. So we always have classes and activities throughout the year, but this is really our busy season. So we're picking up with Movies Under the Stars and concerts at Theater on the Green. So those are two really exciting things that are getting started. Actually, this week, this Friday, is our first Movies Under the Stars. We're kicking it off with Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, so we're very excited about that.
So we'll talk about the movie Under the Stars. So basically, it's where is it located?
We're at Theater on the Green, which is on the Civic Center campus at 7501 East Skoog Boulevard. You may have seen the stage out kind of behind the library in the Civic Center along Lakeshore Drive.
So it's in between the Civic Center and the police department, the grassy area.
Yeah.
They actually have a stage. They bring a huge inflatable screen up. They set it up. And one of the awesome things about it is, how much does this cost?
It's free. It's free to attend.
Absolutely free. So you can just show up. Bring your family, bring either some chairs, a blanket, sit mm-hmm. down, enjoy a movie. The kids can even run around in the back on the grass and just have a great time. Hopefully it doesn't turn into like a winter wonderland with the way weather's been lately, and hopefully we have great weather. But it truly is an amazing time. I think I've gone to probably four or five of these last year.
Oh,
so,
good.
So it's definitely a good time. And having twins, it's twin friendly
oh,
for
yeah.
them running around.
Yeah.
So what do we have going on Saturday, which is also at the same location, at the same stage area?
Yeah, so at that same Theater on the Green, we're having the Mingus Mountain Boptet come out. They're a local jazz band, and they're going to be playing this Saturday, May 25th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and we'll have a food truck on site, and it's going to be a great time. Again, another free event, so really making these events, you know, easy for the community to attend. They're all family friendly, the concert as well as the movies. So,
and I think that's huge, and I've talked about that being like Prescott Valley needs to have those events where if you don't want to spend money, you don't have to. You can mm-hmm. still just go out with your family and enjoy something different other than sitting at home or your kids on the tablet or their cell phones. They get to go out, spend some family time, and do it all free.
Right. Well, and, you know, their friends will probably be there, your friends will be there. So it's a great way to either meet up with your friends in the community or make new friends, meet new people, have fun. It's people are always in a good mood for the movies and the concerts. You know, how can you not enjoy free outdoor movies and concerts? So it's a great way to just really enjoy our community spirit and do it in a way that's easy on the pocketbook.
No, absolutely. So the movies come out basically this week. It's the first movie
yep.
that we're having,
mm-hmm.
and it goes all the way until June 28th.
Yes, every Friday through June 28th, and all of them will be at the Civic Center at Theater on the Green, with one exception.
Okay.
The second movie is going to be a drive-in movie. We started that last year with our 40th anniversary celebrations,
right.
and we decided to continue with the drive-in. So through sponsorships, we've been able to continue that opportunity, and that will be at the Finley Toyota Center's parking lot. So we'll start letting people in around 5, so don't get there too early, but you can still come in early and get something from our concessionaires or some of the sponsors there will be selling or giving away food items as well. It's a great time. It's a great chance to experience a drive-in since we don't
sure.
have one locally anymore, and it's still free. So,
and the movie starts around 7:45 because naturally we have to wait for it to be dark.
That's right.
So that's
right.
something to keep in mind. And where can people go to see what's the movie lineup or and just as a reminder of what's going on.
Yeah, you can visit www.pvaz.net. You can visit the town's Facebook page. You can email Parks and Recreation at parks@pvaz.net. Or you can give us a call at 928-759-3090.
So, yeah, that's great. And then I'm sure they can find you on Facebook, of course.
Definitely.
And then if anyone ever has any questions as well, I mentioned earlier in the segment about go to my mayor page because I'll be posting things as well about what's going on and just kind of an update. And what else we have going on? I know one of the big things going on Saturday, this Saturday is kind of kind of almost like the kickoff weekend of what we got going on for around town.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
With different events.
We'll be opening the pool this weekend as well, so that's
Ooh.
Super exciting.
So the pool is going to be opening up. And if, for those not familiar, where is the pool located?
That's it, Mountain Valley Park. So it's Mountain Valley Splashes, the pool. The park's address is 8600 Nace Lane. So if you're putting that into your Google Maps, if you're new in town, you can find us that way. Or, again, go to the website, www.pvaz.net. The pool is great. We have a splash pad, so if you've got little ones that aren't ready to go in the pool yet, they've still got opportunities there. Full concession stand, very well-trained lifeguards. So it's just it's a great pool at a decent price.
Yeah, no, and it is a great time. And I know no one's thinking of the pool right now, and
yeah,
especially
right?
based off of yesterday when there was hail coming down outside the office.
Let's not talk about that.
It is a good time, and it's just great to bring the kids there and enjoy that. And also online, they'll be able to see the hours
right.
of when it's open, because it's not yep. open every single day right now.
No, and open swim is limited as well to afternoons. I hope I get this right, between 1 and 4:30 p.m. Daily. So 7 days a week, you can still go for open swim.
Sure.
We have rentals available. You can do parties there, all kinds of fun
no,
stuff.
No, and I mean, that's awesome as well. So one of the things we got going on also that many people might have seen it is the Prescott Valley Grand Prix. And that's basically the dirt area to the north of the Findlay Toyota Center parking lot, where we'll actually see mini bikes and dirt bikes and UTVs out there all weekend long, where they'll just be out there racing. And it's truly an amazing time. So if you're out and about and you enjoy racing, head on over to that area of Findlay Toyota Center, find a parking spot and go on in and watch some racing. They're actually going to start it off on Friday night over at Buffalo Wild Wings, is where racers are showing up and they kind of get registered. So if you enjoy Buffalo Wild Wings, you just want to go over there and just want to look at the different bikes and the different kind of all-terrain vehicles they have, it's just a good time for the family. And I know it looks like we're going to have great weather, so that's
yeah.
definitely a score for our part.
Yeah, we're definitely thankful for that. Sunny and warm for Friday and Saturday's movie and concert.
You too, heard so. That right there. So hope is guaranteed, and the weather is going to be great on Friday and Saturday. What
and
else
if
we
it's
got
not,
going
just
on?
Pretend it is.
just make believe, she says.
Yeah, that's
so.
Right.
So what else
the
we
power
have going
of the mind.
On?
In June, we have a really cool event coming up. So this is another one of our free concerts. On Father's Day weekend, June 15th, so that's the Saturday, the day before Father's Day, so you can still celebrate Dad at home with the family on actual Father's Day. Come out to the Civic Center, Theater on the Green. Actually, it'll be the whole campus that day. We'll be shutting down Lakeshore for a car show.
That's exciting.
And then Neon Circus, which is a Brooks and Dunn tribute band. They're coming up from Phoenix to do a show from 2 to 3:30. So the whole event will go on from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
So where will the show be?
At the Theater on the Green.
So it's going to be at the same stage that we've been talking about.
That's right. And then there'll be cars out on the road in front. We'll have food trucks. We'll have games. Hero Party Rentals will be there with inflatables. We'll have contests, all kinds of fun stuff for kids to do with Dad. And you can bring Dad out for free. So it's a nice treat, a nice way to show Dad how much you appreciate him and love him and have a good time yourself, too.
And that's great, because I talk about it, too, with families. And I mean, car shows are great for, if you just go there, you see families and dads walking with their kids and just showing them the different cars. And sometimes it's a trip back down memory lane where they get to kind of remember what their, you know, childhood was like. And it's truly an awesome time. So
oh, yeah.
I encourage everyone to get out there. I'll be out there with my kids wandering around, just enjoying what we have to offer. So
cool. Yeah. And the Dewey Classic Cruisers are helping us with the car shows. So it'll be great. They do a wonderful job. They put on a great show and they pull in people from all around the state. So you're going to get to see some cars that you wouldn't normally see just rolling around Prescott Valley.
I mean, how awesome is that?
That's so cool.
No,
we're so excited.
It is definitely good. So we got concerts going on starting this weekend. We got movies starting. We have the car show, which, believe it or not, I mean, Father's Day is just around the corner. I know we just celebrated Mom's Day, but Father's Day is just a few weeks away, so that's going to be exciting. Mountain Valley Splash opening up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good time of the year right now.
It's a great time to get out, enjoy the community, enjoy some free events. If you're looking for other stuff to do, if you know the kids need something to do when they're out of school, we have classes.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Like, what type of classes does the town offer?
Oh my gosh,
I know you don't have a
many.
List in front of you, and I kind of threw it at you a little bit, but just random things. I mean, I know there's some dance classes
yep.
for little girls that are 3 or 4 years old. They can get involved in dance. There's piano lessons.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have going on?
We have guitar, bass, and ukulele lessons with Pete West. He's been with us for over 12 years. We have yoga, like so many different kinds of yoga. Yoga Nidra, which is more the meditation style. Chair yoga. We have morning and PM yoga. We've got Tai Chi. We have strength and balance and Move It, which is kind of like aerobics classes for seniors. We have all kinds of cool stuff. So we're always adding new classes. You can check out our list at www.pvaz.net. If you go to the Parks and Recreation page through our website, there's a button that says Register Online. And if you click on that, you get to see our whole catalog of classes.
Awesome.
And I mean, we have ceramics classes. We have class painting, drawing, knitting. You can learn how to knit socks.
You just need to go see what's on there. Because there's just such a variety of things that you might not have named it, and people might not even think they're interested in it.
Exactly.
Until they pull it up and say, hey, you know what? I think I'd give that a shot.
Exactly. And all of our teachers are very well qualified, and they have to go through background checks and all that fun stuff, so you know they're going to take good care of you when you come in and take a class with them.
Absolutely. And one of the other things, I know we don't have Casey Van Heren from the library here, but July 27th, I believe it is, and don't hold me to that, it's either the 27th or the 29th, we'll have Fandomania, I think it's what it's called, over at the library. Did you take part in that last year?
No, I wasn't able to take part in that last year, but I'm hoping to help this year because it's so cool. It's such a cool event.
It is truly a great event, and I know if you're interested, it's almost like a Prescott Valley version of Comic-Con.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you get to kind of just go out and dress up, and my twins, they dressed up as a PJ Mask, and they were out there.
Sims.
Yes?
Sims.
No, they're... Even the Great Link was involved, so nothing wrong with that. So please go onto the website for that. Look it up on the library website for an event in July. Put it on your calendar for sure because it is so important. And also for Facebook. If those are people out on Facebook, please go to the Parks and Rec. Is there a Parks and Rec Facebook page?
Actually, we just got one started.
So you're looking for followers.
Yeah.
You're looking for likes.
Come and find us, yeah.
So go on there.
Like our stuff.
Like it. And it's just a good way. It's just, in today's age, just to be able to find out what's going on and just kind of be like, oh, there's a reminder of what's happening.
Right. It's quick and easy, and you can stay well-informed. So we're very excited.
And not everyone is on Facebook, and I recognize that. So if people are interested in just getting a part of the mayor's message email, they could message me at kpalguda@pvaz.net and just say, hey, I want to be a part of the email message, and you'll get a message maybe once a month in regards to what you need to do or what we got going on. So right now, unfortunately, we're going to have to take a break, guys, and you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Are you interested in adopting a horse and helping Yavapai Humane Society at the same time? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center in Chino Valley is the place for you. We have horses who are looking for their forever home, and maybe it's yours. Are you looking for volunteer opportunities? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Are you looking for a venue for a graduation or birthday party, a dance, or even a wedding? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Contact us at 928-515-4947.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Back, everyone. So we're going to be wrapping up here with Hope. I hope you guys enjoyed today. Hope, let's just touch base real quick. Where can people get a hold of you? Where can they find information? Where can they go for questions?
Yeah, of course. So you can check out our website, www.pvaz.net. Feel free to go to the Parks and Recreation page on there. Go to the town's Facebook page or the Parks and Recreation Department. Just got their own Facebook page as well. We also have an Instagram page. You can find us on there. You can give us a call at 928-759-3090 or shoot us an email at parks@pvaz.net.
Awesome, ma'am. Thank you for being here today. And we are going to bring you back more often. Hopefully you don't mind about that.
I would love that.
And so one of the things I often, to wrap it up, is if listeners, if you have a question or you want a topic discussed, just go to my website or go to my Facebook page and just shoot me a quick little message and let me know. I'd love to hear it. So until then, I'll see you next month.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.